Historian Kenneth Bernard called the war between the states a musical war. He notes that prior to the conflict, there were many music schools established, and sales of sheet music were immensely profitable for music houses on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line. We heard earlier how important brass bands were to young communities. Thus, when soldiers marched off to war, they took with them a love of song that transcended the political and philosophical divide between them. Music passed the time. It entertained and it comforted. It brought back memories of home and family. It strengthened the bonds among comrades. Our first tune for this section may sound familiar to you, and you may possibly associate it with an American singer from the 1960s. But it was actually written in the 1860s. Our vocalist was born in St. Louis, Missouri, not in Tupelo, Mississippi. And he's a friend of mine, Mr. Ward Wheat. He sings for you, Aura Lee.